Welcome to the 5G use cases for the DoD podcast series, part three on geospatial data capture and analysis with drones, hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. While we hear a lot about drone usage in the commercial space, the Department of Defense also uses drone technology in a variety of ways. From 3D scene reconstruction to high-res models, drones are being used to support our warfighters and provide better situational awareness with better geospatial data analysis and improved mission outcomes. And today we're speaking with Jason Barton, who's the technical product manager at Verizon, and Joe Sullivan, who's the founder and CEO of Mapware, which was formerly Aerial Applications, on how 5G will help improve geospatial data capture and analysis with drone technology for the DoD. And Jason and Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great having you both on the podcast today. And let's start at the top and talk about challenges. So what are some of the challenges the DoD experiences today with respect to drones overall? And we'll start with Jason.
Well, you know, the DoD is pretty good at this, right? They've been doing it for a long time and, you know, they've got a lot of data they've been collecting, you know, over the years. And, you know, their processes and their procedures, you know, they adapt and change over time. And the big thing that we're seeing now is the need for real-time processing of the data. And in order to do real-time processing of the data, we've got to move it somewhere equally fast so we can start that processing. So the network side is key, which also leads us to, you know, security. And then the infrastructure to start that processing as soon as the data lands.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jason. Joe, I'll kick it over to you.
Yeah, sure. So I guess what I would say is that it's always kind of impressive to see how the Department of Defense has focused on the need for innovation and continues to invest in technology that advances the frontier of science for America. And that's been a major initiative across a wide variety of key competencies and areas of focus. Robotics, obviously, being one of those, artificial intelligence and visual recognition being another, as well as the 5G priorities. And so I think it's really impressive to see. And what I'm noticing is that there's a new approach to the landscape where the DoD is investing alongside commercial interests and has made it a core priority to make sure that all of the technology that's being developed serves a dual use, so that what's being developed for, you know, drone technology in the DoD space also has commercial applications. And that could be everything from civil engineering and, you know, environmental observation through to autonomous movement and, you know, supporting logistics. So there's really a wide range of applications. And we're very excited to be involved in that research and development.
That's great. Awesome. You know what, Joe, let's stick with you. If you don't mind, tell us about Mapware, what you all do, and how you all got started in government.
Yeah, sure. So Mapware is a cloud-based software solution. And what we do is we take photos and other geospatial data and we transform it into a ultra high resolution 3D model of the physical world. And we're able to do that by taking all of these different images, this visual data, and building, you know, in the cloud, a computer vision engine. And so through our partnerships with Verizon and also with NVIDIA's Inception program, we're able to leverage graphical processing units and the 5G network to be able to crunch through all of that imagery very, very rapidly and create a ultra realistic 3D environment. And so, you know, we're very pleased to be involved in that. The kinds of resolutions that are possible now with this technology approach near reality. And we're excited for what that can mean in terms of simulation and training. Being able to construct virtual environments for virtual reality or augmented reality use cases. And ultimately, we think that's going to result in better training outcomes in the DoD, as well as also, you know, potentially video gaming and other sort of simulation use cases as well.
That's great. And let's switch over and talk about drones. So how are drones being used throughout the DoD to improve mission outcomes? And we'll start with Jason on this one.
DoD is using drones in a lot of different ways. You know, we have the classic, you know, hunting terrorists solution for drones, but they're being used for everything from inspecting comms towers to monitoring for wildfires after rocket or missile launches. They're being used for inspections of ships. They're used for hunting mines out in the ocean. They're used for, you know, a wide variety of applications. And, you know, again, the key thing that is, you know, the drones are being used for the data they produce. And if the data is what's important, not so much the drone itself. And the data needs to get back to someplace where we can start processing it. And we may have one, you know, drone out there servicing multiple use cases simultaneously. It's collecting data, but it doesn't know what it's collecting the data on. It's collecting the data, and the data is being processed in many different ways for many different applications. So again, it's the data that we really concern ourselves with.
Excellent. Great. Thanks, Jason. Joe, I'll kick it over to you.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I think what we're seeing is a massive opportunity for situational awareness, right? So the real revolution here is that that situational awareness is now being provided for at a tactical level as well as at a strategic level. So you can pop a drone out of your pocket, fly over the hill, and get immediate visibility on kind of what's going on just around the corner. But then what's really exciting about this is that you can also stream that up for a shared common operating picture at a strategic level and coordinate troops and materiel across multiple different groups and engagements. And so, you know, we're excited about what 5G can do in all of that, because now with greater data pipes, we're able to share that operating picture and enable greater visibility kind of across the entire organization.
That's great. You know, we touched upon a little bit about the data processing side of things. Of course, the DoD has to contend with massive amounts of data overall. And tell us about the data processing aspect of the solution and how this ultimately enables the warfighter. And we'll actually stick with Joe on this one.
Yeah, sure. So ultimately, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide that really rapid in the field data collection use case. So you can imagine, you know, a squad or a small group just trying to collect that over the hill data, right? That's really valuable, right? If you're in a particular situation, you know, you want to know in a rapidly changing, sometimes hour by hour or minute by minute environment, what the situation is right before you go into it, our technology can facilitate that, right? So providing you with images and video, and then ultimately a map tile of what the situation looks like. And by coordinating that across multiple different drones at multiple different altitudes and data collections and with multiple different sensors, ultimately that provides the warfighter with the information they need to be able to operate. So I think of stories where I was talking to one guy who was in Mogadishu and he had a paper map, and on that paper map, there was supposed to be a building and that building wasn't there anymore, right? And he said to me, your technology would have been extremely valuable for the situation that we were in, right? Because just knowing where things are or are not on an updated map is absolutely mission critical.
Great response there, Joe, and appreciate that kind of example that you shared there. And Jason, we'll kick it over to you on this one too.
Yeah, so the data processing side of the house is where it gets really interesting. We have, you know, analytics out there doing things like augmented reality overlays, you know, that are buddied up with other AI or machine learning algorithms that are, you know, trying to find tire tracks in the desert, you know, trying to determine, you know, the size of a vehicle, the direction it was headed. Did it stop anywhere along the way? And potentially, did somebody plant a roadside bomb? We have, and all of that, you know, highlighted automatically in real time for the warfighter with augmented reality overlays. So this processing, while, you know, I'm in the desert and I'm looking, you know, out for my convoy and situational awareness ahead of me, there's an intelligence operator back at another location looking for, well, how heavy was that vehicle that went through the desert? Where did it come from? Where did it go? And it's the combination of this one data set being mined in multiple different ways, again, all in real time, that are providing real value and added situational awareness, but not just situational awareness, but the intelligence of how did this situation that we're being presented with arise in the first place?
Excellent. Excellent. Well, appreciate both of your insights and time today. And we are upon our last question, which is always our future focus question. So the question is, how can 5G connectivity help expand the ways drones can be used in the DoD in the future? And we'll actually stick with Jason first on this one.
So first, you know, our 5G services dramatically lower latencies. And with that kind of latency, not only are we able to move the data much more quickly, but we're also able to do things like take action based on what we're seeing to collect additional information. So we can start setting up rules. If the following sequence of things are true, go collect more data, follow those tire tracks through the desert and tell us where they originated. Follow that fire line and tell us, you know, where it started. What was the source? So the 5G, it's not, yes, we get, you know, added bandwidth. We get, you know, with particularly with ultra wideband, we're going to get, you know, dramatically higher bit rates for moving this data. But it's really the lower latencies and the added security that comes with 5G that present the largest value.
All right, great. Thanks, Jason. And Joe, what's your future focus take on how the DoD will leverage drones in the future?
So I got to say, I'm really, really excited about how drone technology is going to be used, because I think ultimately it could be an incredibly powerful deterrent, and it provides a wide range of flexibility as we go to plan out our strategies in the future. And so by leveraging robotics broadly, right, I think not just aerial, but also land-based and marine-based robotic solutions are going to really position us well for the conflicts of the future and help to provide a powerful deterrent that ensures, you know, greater peace and prosperity, hopefully in the decades to come. But, you know, the aspects of the technology that are really exciting are with the enablement of 5G, you'll start to see much faster real-time streaming of data. You'll see autonomous command and control of robotics. And then you'll also see edge computing, rapid processing, which then gets ultimately streamed out to the mobile edge, whether that's, you know, the frontline warfighter or additional robotic systems. And for us, that's really exciting. The idea of being able to take a drone, fly over an area, construct an ultra high resolution 3D model of that, and then provide that 3D model as sort of the eyes for other systems, whether they're running in simulation and exercises or actually in real-time operation. Now you have a coordinated, you know, orchestrated operation that spans across multiple different assets for multiple different use cases.
Excellent. And this concludes the 5G use cases for the DoD podcast series, part 3 on geospatial data capture and analysis with drones, hosted on Government Technology Insider. And as you heard, we were joined by Jason Barton, who's the technical product manager at Verizon, and Joe Sullivan, who's the founder and CEO of Mapware, which is formerly Aerial Applications. And both of these executives were kind enough to discuss how 5G will help to improve geospatial data capture analysis with drone technology for the DoD. And Jason and Joe, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.